Hey there! Today is Monday, July 6th, 2020. I am Kathleen Smith, indie author and blogger, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places I've been, the things that I've done, possibly the different foods that I've eaten, or just what I've done locally. And, well, I have got to tell you, it's an absolutely gorgeous day here where I live in upstate New York. And I do mean it is gorgeous. There's hardly any clouds in the sky. The heat is on. Well, I guess saying the heat is on sounds kind of weird. The sun is bright, okay? That's what I mean about the heat being on. It is bright outside. It's gorgeous, so I just decided to do this podcast outside. And there's a probably good chance that you hear those birds chirping in the trees, which I'm fine with that. So it was this past weekend, it was the 4th of July. It was the 4th of July weekend. And I've got to tell you, I had an incredibly great 4th of July weekend. I really did. I think this 4th of July may have been one of the absolute best 4th of Julys I've ever had. Where did I go? Nowhere. How does that make this past 4th of July the absolute best? Very simple. I was home, but I got to spend it with my family. I got to see my daughter and her family, and it was wonderful. And some other family members, and we had a nice time. It was a very, very small gathering, but it was just great. I mean, the heat, the sun, it was so, so hot. The pool was great to jump into. The barbecue was wonderful. But besides for all that, it just, we got to get together and we got to celebrate our nation's birthday. And it was just such a great time. There was no TV on. There was no social media. There was no nothing. Nobody was on Facebook. Nobody was on Twitter. Nothing. We just enjoyed each other's company. We talked. We laughed. We ate. Talked some more. Ate some more. I think we spent almost the entire day in the pool, you know, besides for eating and all that stuff. I mean, it was just, as they would say in Ireland, it was a grand day. It truly, truly was. And just, I mean, we took pictures and we actually got to watch a bald eagle flying over the trees behind our house. And, well, silly me, I thought I was taking a video of it. And I'm telling you, that would have been a wonderful shot of it just flying all the way around and swooping down and going back up and all this good stuff. And then it landed back on the trees. And you know what? I didn't realize I had forgotten to hit record on my phone, and I was kind of ticked off at myself. But other than that, I mean, it was really cool to watch, and it just was like, yeah, it was just a wonderful day. I know I keep saying that, but I can't help emphasizing that enough, because not every day is a wonderful day, and most days people are talking politics or whatever else might be going on, and there was nothing. It was just friendly talk. It was just a nice family get-together where we were all laughing with each other and playing with each other and just enjoying the freedom that we have to get together, to celebrate our country's freedom, birthday, and just remembering all the soldiers that died for us and think about our forefathers, remembering them. And then we were able to end the day with some fireworks, and oh my goodness, they were great. They were really, really great to check out, those fireworks. And I mean, we got to see the surrounding valley. Everybody was doing the fireworks, and it was just great overall to see all around. It was just truly, truly wonderful. And I am slowly trying to get away from a bee, so if you hear me scream, that's what's going on. It's me trying to avoid a bee, which I seriously am terrified of. I'm terrified of getting, stung by a bee. It was just an overall great day. And the entire weekend was just wonderful. It truly, truly was. The sun was out every single day. It was just an overall great weekend. And I'm just really, truly thankful that I got to celebrate the 4th with my family. And just like the entire weekend and all that stuff. Sorry if I'm having trouble at this point. I'm like trying to get away from a bee so I don't get stung or you don't hear me screaming or anything like that. So I don't really have anything else to say, unfortunately. I don't. I'm trying to think of it, but I just wanted to let you know that even though I didn't get to go anywhere for the weekend and there was no place to go, it's okay because I had an absolute wonderful time here at home getting to celebrate our nation's birthday with my family, my loved ones, and it was just awesome. It really was. And if you're listening to this podcast, I would love to hear from you. Did you have a great 4th of July weekend? Did you get to spend it with family and friends? Did you get to have a nice barbecue? Did you get to celebrate it all? Did you get to see fireworks? Did you get to do any fireworks? I mean, I would absolutely love, love, love to hear from you. You could tweet me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @SRKBear. If you're listening to this podcast on Facebook, feel free to message me there when I share this link, or you can send me a message on my podcast. It's very easy to message me on this podcast, Kathleen's Corner. And I think that's it. Today is also Monday, which means I have a blog out, a brand new blog. The blog is titled Living in Scary Times. So I would love it if you would go check that out as well. I think that's it. That is my podcast for today. I had an absolute wonderful July 4th weekend. I hope you did as well. If you would like to comment, that's awesome. Thank you so very much for everybody who listens to my podcast. You don't know how much this means to me, and I greatly, greatly appreciate it. If you would like to subscribe to my podcast, that would be wonderful. If you would like to subscribe to my blog, that would be great. And like all my books pages. And as I mentioned that, my books are Miscarriages, My Story, Brooklyn Raised, Living Upstate, and Hey You, Moments to Remember. You can find them all on the Kindle. They are on audiobook as well, and two of them are on paperback if you are interested. And I think that is it for me today. I would love to hear from you. And have a great week. Stay safe. And wherever you are, I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night. And I actually do have one question. If I am using my phone, I have been using my phone for my podcast for as long as I started this. If you're having trouble hearing me, or if you think that it would be better sounding if I used an actual microphone, let me know. And I will see what I could do about that. And again, thanks so very much for listening to my podcast. It means a great deal to me to know that people are listening to what I have to say. I hope I make you laugh. I don't intentionally mean to make you cry, but if you do, that's okay. You know, it might be something sad. And thanks. Have a great weekend. And like I said, wherever you are, I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night. And I will be back when I'm back. Thank you so, so much. Goodbye.